Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield, the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover.
Mercy. That's all I got to say. What a show. Yeah. The WWE. Oh, my God. Hey, all you 6 million listeners, strap yourself in because it's going to get wild tonight. Woo! It's going to be unbelievable, man.
It can get crazy with Fast Eddie Mansfield talking to WWE, but we're also going to talk NASCAR. Daniel Suarez won in Atlanta. Now they're heading to Vegas. We're going to talk a little bit of NFL draft picking, what's going on in the NFL. MLB spring training's off to a start. A couple of big previews, big names have made their debuts in the MLB spring training. Love to talk about that. And as Eddie said, the WWE, big news going on in the WWE. And Eddie, are you enjoying discussing all of these things about the WWE? Do you get enjoyment out of this?
Well, I don't get enjoyment, but it's been going on for so many years that it needed to be brought to the forefront. I tried to do it with ABC, and they kind of muffled it. That John Stoffel, the little bastard, he made it an ego deal instead of really doing what I wanted to do. And so now he's really getting his comeuppance. He is just what he is, and all these other people are. Look at Triple H. He's screwing another wrestler. Stephanie McMahon screwing another a wrestler. It's just a screw fest at the WWE. Not only totes sucking, they got everything going on up there, Jeff.
It's going crazy, Eddie, and we're going to discuss it later in the show, so stick around. You're listening to Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stick around, jabronis. We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, There are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
That's right. Welcome back to Mouthing Off. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we've been discussing this a lot lately. Your good friend has odark30.com, killer clothes, those boots. You know I can't stop talking about them.
Yeah, you're gonna get some of those boots here shortly.
That's exciting.
Believe me.
I'm going to wear them everywhere. My wife is going to say, "Why are you wearing jean shorts and boots again?" And I'm going to say, "Honey, I am odark 30 to the core. They don't promote the jean shorts part of it. That's a problem for me only. But the boots are styling, and I'm an odark 30 guy. Eddie, where do you go to get that?"
And let me tell you something. Not only are you wearing odark 30, some of the baddest merchandise in the country. All you listeners out there, all 6 million listeners, go to odark30.com and get you some swag, because it's the best swag going in the nation. So be sure to go do that. odark30.com. And if you don't, you're missing out.
Speaking of missing out, we didn't miss out on some good racing in Atlanta this past weekend. Daniel Suarez took the win. He took the checkered flag. Chase Elliott, trying to rebound, hasn't had a win in 36 races. But wow, the beauty of this race is that there wasn't an accident that took out all of the big names. So in the top 10 of this race, you know, we saw some names that we expect to see. And, you know, Suarez, Blaney Bush, Cendric, Stenhouse Jr., the guys that are really going to be competing. A couple guys finished a little worse than you would expect. Joey Logano finishing in 28th. But once again, it was a fun race and results we were more used to. You go back to Daytona with everybody crashing. You know, it was last man standing over there.
Yeah. Hey, did William Byron, did he lose his, was he dethroned?
Well, I think he was, what's the old king thing? The no clothes.
Right.
I think he basically was, he was the winner because the other guys were out of his way and he was able to take that. I don't think that, he ever captured the throne. I think he was on top for a moment, and now we're back to normal in racing. Joey Logano.
He got fined for. Can you imagine? This guy's been in racing long enough to know not to cheat. Wearing a catcher's mitt to drive a damn car. Come on, Joey, please. I mean, it's like he only got fined $10,000. He should have been fined $100,000 for, you know, that's a no-no. Well, in NASCAR, fooling with gloves. You just can't do that.
It didn't work for him, and I was surprised to find out that there are rules on the gloves that you can wear. I guess it breaks down a little bit on the, you don't want to give anybody an advantage because I know it'll break down the vibrations that are coming into your hands, but I feel like if the glove isn't part of the drivetrain, then they should be able to wear whatever they want. Turns out wearing a catcher's mitt doesn't help you win a race. He finished horribly, but they find him $10,000, so he will be going back to the NASCAR approved gloves for future races, I'm sure.
Hey, did you hear about Taylor Swift?
No.
She baked Pop Charts.
Baked
for
them?
All that she baked Pop Chart tarts. Pop P O P.
We know what you mean. We know.
Yeah, hell yeah, you know what I mean. And for all the Chiefs offensive linemen and Andy Reid, you know Andy ain't going to miss a meal.
No.
Andy's going to get his Pop-Tarts too. And he sat there and ate them with him. I thought that's cool, man. What other billionaire chick makes Pop-Tarts?
Well, please. I mean, that might be the limit to her ability to cook. She would have had to have her personal chef cook anything better than Pop-Tarts. Eddie, the NFL draft coming up, and it looks like now consensus is that Chicago is going to take Caleb Williams with that number one pick. No telling what's going to happen with Justin Fields. Obviously,
I got a late breaking news for you, Jeff.
Yes.
You know who is going to get Justin Fields, and you're not going to believe it.
All right. Give it to me.
The Steelers.
The Steelers with Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin able to get back into playoff contention, you think, with Justin Fields?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he just fits, you know, with that offense. And they got a great offensive coordinator. And I just think he fits well.
What do they do with Kenny Pickett? You think they put him on the bench and give him a couple more years? Because I know he's really liked in that area. It's going to be tough to take him off the being so young. I don't feel like he's gotten a real legit shot yet.
No, he hasn't. No, yeah. He has not. But Justin Fields can really, with the right offense, he can really take him down the field and make... See, they've sucked ever since Ben left.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger, for all you people listening, that I guarantee you, they have not been the same.
Speaking of Ben Roethlisberger, it's interesting. This is a quarterback draft, not unlike the one that he came out in. I don't know if the results will be the same. You know, there are some pretty much guaranteed Hall of Famers that came out of his draft, but I don't know what the Washington Commanders are going to do with number two, but it looks like they're going to take a quarterback. There are signs that Drake Mayo may be the guy that goes there. Jaden Daniels may be the guy that goes there. But
they pick jackasses for quarterbacks. You know that if you're going to pick up quarterback, I tell you where Bo Nix needs to go. He needs to go to Denver. If he could go to Denver, Oh, my goodness.
Well, he's going to have to beat out Russell Wilson, who has decided he wants to stay in Denver and compete for that job. So,
well, it doesn't matter what Russell Wilson wants to do. I mean, Russell Wilson, he's an ass, man. He is not a winner. He's a Pete Carroll guy. Pete Carroll made him. He's not a Pete. I mean, he will not fit in Denver Broncos offense. Who was a quarterback in New Orleans?
Drew Brees?
Yeah, he ain't no Drew Brees, brother.
No, he's not a Drew Brees. And really,
who's the head coach?
It's Sean Payton, Drew Brees' head coach.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen.
The only thing that I wonder about is if – so you're right when you say Bo Nix should go higher in the draft than – everybody thinks that he's going to. It's I also think JJ McCarthy should be in the mix. Is that going to be a late surprise that he goes either higher or lower than expected? Nobody knows right now, but they're going to take quarterbacks with those top three picks, whoever the Commanders pass on, which, you know what I've said before, I'm worried more about protecting a quarterback than taking a quarterback, but it's looking like they're going to take one. So if they go with Drake Mayo, then Jaden Daniels will be available for New England. I'm just not a big fan of this whole moving on from a quarterback who hasn't really gotten a chance to, especially with a new coach coming in. Sam right. Howell in Washington, people think he's that great. He could be a good quarterback. So I don't know why you would waste a draft pick to pick a quarterback who is likely to be as much of a crapshoot as sticking with Sam Howell. I don't think any of these top three guys are a guarantee to be a great quarterback. But
Sam Howell, let me tell you something. Under your new offensive coordinator with the Commanders, that guy can turn Sam Howell into something special. He really can.
Not if he doesn't get a chance to play because they draft a quarterback number two overall and move on to a new quarterback. But if that does happen, the Commanders have had a history of going and drafting quarterbacks, moving on from them too quickly, and then they go on to, I know that Kirk Cousins hasn't won any Super Bowls, but he had a decent career in Minnesota, and he may still continue to have a decent career going forward, and they didn't really give him a chance in Washington either, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. The rest of the stuff, Marvin Harrison Jr., obviously, after the quarterbacks are gone, and honestly, I could make an argument that it might be wiser to take him with one of those top two picks than any of these quarterbacks. But it looks like he's going to fall to the fourth pick after three quarterbacks are taken. And we'll have to see how it all plays out.
I believe he's going number one. Just me?
You think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be a Chicago Bear, number one overall pick? A lot of time to make that decision.
Absolutely. And they're going to trade Justin Fields and get a whole bunch of draft choices and pick Bo Nix at number nine.
Well, it's left to be seen. I mean, that could be a better move for them. And honestly, if the Green Bay Packers have taught us anything, draft a quarterback, let him sit behind the guy you got, give him 4 years to simmer, and then bring him into the big leagues. It's worked for them multiple times. Jordan Love's looking like the real deal. This will be the third time in a row that they've done that, and it seems to be what's working. Why other teams aren't picking up on it, I have no idea, but it seems like what the whole NFL does is they draft these quarterbacks, they throw them in there, they give them a minute, and then they're gone. All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
This is Mouthing Off.
This is Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor with host, the legend, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, we've been talking about him for a few shows now. We're really exciting. Oh, Dark 30. When tactical meets practical. That's their right. Tagline. They've got some awesome stuff. The apparel, the t-shirts, the hoodies, the jackets are all awesome. Obviously, if you've been listening for the last few weeks, you know I'm hooked on their boots. They're awesome. They look very comfortable. They look very stylish. And you can also get hats. And it looks like they have a new collection out with more to come. Odark 30, modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. So if you're going out in the rugged country or on a backcountry adventure, this is the stuff you need to get, right, Eddie?
Oh, absolutely. That's it's designed by Ellie and one of the baddest men on the planet, Lenny DePaul. He's known as the Manhunter. And you don't want him to come see you. But his clothing line is just, it's out of the world. Odark30.com. You got to go. If you don't buy from Odark30.com, you're just a sissy. That's all you are. You better step it up. Odark30.com is a man's man. And that's what it is, Bubba.
Odark30.
Grab a hold to it.
Odark30.com, go check it out. Unless you're on America's Most Wanted, they'll be coming and finding you.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to talk about the MLB here, Eddie. Is Chris Sale exactly what the Braves need to win the World Series?
Well, I told you he was. And guess who? The Red Sox signed 1 year, $10 million from the Rangers.
Big bat, a big part of, that Beltran. Rangers team. Yep, Adrian Beltre, now a Boston Red Sox. The Boston Red Sox are very interesting to me because I don't think they're a very good team. I'm willing to be wrong about this. But
like the 49ers.
I feel like they've shipped off every star that's come through the franchise the last few years. They don't seem to be willing to pay the big bucks to keep those guys in that uniform.
Well, they just did.
Well, they brought in, listen, Eddie, $10 million a year for Adrian Beltre for 1 year. That's not breaking out the bank. Mookie Betts was a $400 million guy. It's over and over and over again. When it's time for the big contract to come out, they move on from them. They go on to other teams. And obviously, Mookie Betts is the biggest. If you're a Red Sox fan, that's got to hurt the most because he's a bona fide star. Now playing in La La Land with a team that looks like an all-star team. It's incredible. They just
keep playing like La La Land.
Well,
you
this,
know?
This has been proven through history. When you get all the greatest players and you put them all on the same team, for some reason, probably because the greatest players in the world tend to be a little bit more me, and less team.
Right.
I guess that's why you got to spatter in a couple of guys in the locker room who are like the Kevin Youkilis of the Boston Red Sox. Was he the best player in the world? No. But was he absolutely necessary for them to win championships? Yes. So it's bizarre. I'm interested to see what happens with the Dodgers. I mean, they obviously have an all-star team. They
your Yankees too. Hey, your Yankees that you mentioned.
The Yankees
look good.
They are going to be good. They have a killer's row when it comes to their lineup, and they have a great ace in Gerrit Cole. And then they brought in guys who, this is the thing with the MLB that I've noticed over the time that I've been paying attention to it. When you have guys who are legitimate pitchers that then go on to have an off year or two, and then they change scenery, they become back to legitimate pitchers. And the Yankees have taken a couple of flyers on that. If Carlos Rodon can stay healthy, he's a legit number two, potentially second ace on that team. He's still young. I think the Yankees are going to be very good this year. But Yoshimobu, this is worse than Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yoshinobu Yamamoto made his first appearance for the Dodgers in spring training. He was very good. He's going to be very good. I mean, they brought in, I mean, it's Team Japan almost happening over in LA now, because arguably the best player in baseball moved up the street to play for the Dodgers. Now they've brought in this other stud from Japan to pitch. And it's looking good in La La Land if they can keep it together, put together a run, and they may get a World Series there. I'm not taking them. I still think the Phillies are the team in the National League. The Diamondbacks obviously made an incredible run and made it to World Series, but then they were shown that they were the Diamondbacks and that their run ended when they faced the Texas Rangers in the World Series last year. But if we're looking at teams that have proven that they can get to that level and are hungry for it, I think that the Philadelphia Phillies are the ones that everybody should have their eyes on. Their window is not going to be open much longer. They've got a lot of star power. They have a guy, like I just mentioned, Kyle Schwarber, who's the clubhouse guy there. He did it in Chicago. I think he's going to do it there. And I'm high on the Philadelphia Phillies, which bothers me because I am no fan of the Philadelphia Phillies. They're the team
You should be high on the Houston Astros as well.
Well, you know, and the thing about the Houston Astros, though, is that you don't even think about them until October comes around. But they're going to be there, and they're going they're going to compete for the World Series, regardless of who leaves, who stays. For some reason, that team just has it together.
You know what would be a great World Series? If the Red Sox can't be in it, it would be my Houston Astros against the Atlanta Braves. Oh, my goodness. That would be a great World Series.
The Braves have I can't remember the name of the college coach who said that first you learn to lose, then you learn to win, and then you win championships. I think that the Braves learn to lose with these young, their pitching staff has young guys in it who were incredible last year. They learned lose. I think they're going to learn to win this year in the playoffs, and they're going to get close, but I don't think that they're ready yet. I think next year will be the year where I'm high on the Braves, but that's why
they need to bring back Mazzoni. They really do.
Well, if he's available, I would agree with you.
Well, he's just sitting on his ass doing radio.
I know, but he may be happier doing radio than he is coaching, being on the coaching staff for the Atlanta Braves. The Cubs.
But he would be a good one, man.
In a surprising move, I think, for a lot of people. Cody Bellinger stuck with the Cubs. Got
paid. Absolutely.
He was on a prove-it contract last year, proved it, and everybody thought he was going to go make big money elsewhere, but the Cubs ponied up. I don't think it makes a big enough difference to make the Cubs a team that anybody has to worry about too much, but it's nice to see him sticking in Chicago. It's going to be... I'm excited about baseball season. I watched the Astros and the Nationals was the first spring training game I was actually able to sit down
and who
watch.
Won?
The Nationals won big.
Did they?
Oh, yeah. They put a spanking on them. They have...
Oh, my God.
They're rolling out the kids.
I'll never hear the end of that, folks.
You know, they're rolling out the kids. They've got all of these young guys. So they're a team that is going to be good during spring training.
And yeah, they'll be good in about 10 years.
Yeah. I get a kick out of spring training when people are talking about, hey, did you see that the San Diego Padres were 8-0 in spring training? And I'm like, oh no, that means
who cares?
They're going to win 40 games this year because the best team in spring training is typically the worst team in the regular season. But it's because they've got those kids going out there that are on the cusp and they're excited to be there. It's not your regular guys rolling out that are, you know, sick and tired of having to practice in February and March. They want to get right to April, so it's fun to watch the young guys. And spring training baseball is great. The baseball season's great. I still feel like if you're not sitting down and watching 80 baseball games a year on TV, you should really try it. I know it's not the most exciting sport. It's not bam 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 like football
is. You know, it's a thinking man sport. That's the problem. All these other sports are dumbasses.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't take any thought to watch a football game or a basketball game. I mean, please. I mean, look at a baseball game. It you've got to think to win a baseball game.
And
one thing about it, the worst deal that was ever done in the history of baseball was when the Atlanta Braves gave up over 100 games, and the Cubs gave up over 100 games to air playoff games. That's the worst deal ever done. And that was after Turner. That's when Brad Siegel, and that dumbass Brad Siegel, was up there. And he's not a ball player. He couldn't even put a jock on. He wouldn't even know how to do that. And so
there's a generation of kids that are fans of the Cubs and the Braves because of TBS and WGN being available nationwide on cable television. It was a brilliant move, and for some reason they moved on. But listen, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
All over the world. We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, we got to talk about him. ODark30.com. When tactical meets practical, they've got a new collection to go check out at ODark30.com. They've got more to come. It's exciting. You can check out their apparel, their footwear, their accessories, their tactical hats. Go check them out. They're on social media if you want to check them out on social media. Lenny DePaul, man's man. If you don't know who he is, he's a guy that tracks down bad guys. And when he does it in those beautiful ODark 30 boots.
Are you kidding me? ODark 30, Manhunter. He is known as the greatest manhunter of all time. And one thing about it, ODark 30, strap yourself in. Go get you some ODark30.com because they got the best merch in the whole wide world. And you know, Jeff, you got your boots coming real soon, so you won't have to worry about it. It'll be ODark30.com coming at you live and in color. And for all you 6 million Mouthing Off Nation, you go support my buddy Lenny and Ellie with ODark30.com. You hear me? I didn't stutter. ODark30.com.
All right, we talked about it in the break, Eddie. Ollie Anderson has passed away today. And
That's the greatest thing that ever happened to the damn world. Are you kidding me? You know something? That bastard ruined my career. And I was one of the top 10 in professional wrestling. And you know something, he was a jerk, was always a jerk. He couldn't have died sooner. You know, he's ruined so many careers. You know, he was a modern day Vince McMahon. He certainly was. I have no respect for him. He's a piece of trash, and I'm glad he died. I got to find out where he's going to be buried because I'm going to go pee on his grave, believe me.
Ole was a wrestler, but was he also a promoter?
Oh, yeah. He was a booker and promoter. He rode himself in the main event all the time. Oh, he's okay. A piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No longer.
Yeah, well, he's a dead piece of shit, which is good. Now he can really smell just like he really was. And I have no respect. Guys don't have respect for him either. He ruined a lot of people's careers. And it's just a shame he lived this long. and I'm glad he's dead.
I feel terrible, you know, speaking ill of the dead, but I have your back. So I'm with you on Ole Anderson. I feel bad for his family. They lost a father, a grandfather, I'm sure. But as far as Mouthing Off is concerned, good riddance. Is that what you would say, Eddie?
Yes.
Virgil also.
Not soon enough.
Virgil died.
Yeah. Virgil, everybody will know Virgil. Virgil was a friend. He was a real good guy. He was the manager for the Million Dollar Man. Remember Virgil?
Oh, yeah. I definitely remember Virgil.
Yeah. And Virgil died. And great guy. Just a wonderful human being, and it's just sad.
The crazy character that Virgil played could never get away with it now, but back in the good old days of the WWF, that was so much fun to watch, and you know, I don't know if he regrets the character that he played or not, or regret.
No, he made a lot of money with that character. Hell no, he didn't.
But,
no. Let me tell you something. Let's stop it right here. These woke son of a bitches can go to hell.
Yeah.
They've killed wrestling. They've killed sports. They killed everything that they can kill. You know, you bunch of woke bastard, just kiss my happy ass.
Well, Eddie.
Because I'm not going to put up with it. You're not going to run me. I am Mr. Ratings. You can't kick me off because I'm just too damn good, Jeff. Just like you. We're just too damn good.
Well,
and you woke bastards, bring it. Well, I'll whip your ass.
I'll tell you this much, Eddie. The one thing that woke was not able to kill was comedy, and that was put on national TV this past weekend when Shane Gillis, who was fired from Saturday Night Live because of wokeness, because of some things he said on a podcast, was the host of Saturday Night Live. He's not a household name just yet. Maybe Saturday Night Live put him over the hump. I'm a huge fan of Shane Gillis. I'm very happy that he was able, because they hired him. Some woke jabronis went on the internet and started listening to old podcasts, or someone tipped him off that he said some things on an old podcast, and he was fired 24 hours in to his Saturday Night Live career. It would have been huge for him. It would have been huge for them. He does the best Donald Trump ever. He does a great Donald Trump impression, and he does it in a way where people that like Donald Trump can enjoy it. People that don't like Donald Trump can enjoy it. They made a huge mistake, but because of the fact that comedy has not lost the battle to woke, Shane Gillis, a guy, I'm going to promote him. You can go to the biggest streaming service in the world. I'm not going to name them, but you can watch his special, Beautiful Dogs. You know what I'm talking about. The people that took out Best Buy, go check out Shane Gillis' special, Beautiful Dogs. Very funny. If you're offended easily, I suggest you not do that. But very proud of Shane Gillis and very happy
Me
for
too.
Him.
Me too. Me too.
I called this, Eddie.
Okay.
I said it from the beginning that it was only going to be a matter of time before they took out Triple H. I know his last name isn't McMahon, but he's considered a McMahon. And I'm not going to say that it was very difficult for them to finally take him out. Looks like he kind of brought it on himself, but it looks like Hunter Helmsley is on his way out the door.
Oh, he is. Triple H, you know, he was caught screwing a diva wrestler. And that's Caitlin. Her name is Caitlin. She's been exposed. And his wife, on top of it, Stephanie McMahon, was screwing another wrestler. So, you know, it screw is in the name of McMahon, period. Well, you understand that?
It turns out that Vince McMahon and his family are the best promoters in the world. And what they can't seem to stop promoting is the people that they've been sleeping with.
Oh, exactly. That's what they do. And, you know, hey, I just got to tell you something. That Rhea Ripley, she sucks so bad. You know, the world champion that needs to be the ladies' world champion is, not only is she beautiful, but she's good in the ring. She represents the WWE or TKO in the best possible way. And her name is Tiffany Stratton. Drop dead gorgeous, beautiful, can talk, and can work in the ring. And you got this ugly, stinky, got a nose ring. You got to lead her around in a nose ring, but all them tats on her body. She doesn't look like a world champion. Nor does she work like a world champion. Her interviews suck. She sucks. And she looks like she stinks. I mean, I swear to God, she looks like she hadn't had a bath. You know, those Aussie women, they're known for not smelling really well.
I take offense to that. I think Aussie women smell beautiful.
Well, did you see their hairy legs?
I have not, but
well,
that would definitely...
Going down to Sydney, I used to go to Sydney twice a year. Go on down to Sydney and see all them old hairy legs them damn Aussie girls got, and then you're going to change your mind. And once they raise their arms, they got more hair under their arms than you do. And so I'm just telling you, this girl, it stinky. She represents the WWE in the worst possible way. Put the belt on Tiffany Stratton, and you got a champ. Now you got somebody that you can look up to and be proud of. All the girls could be proud of. You don't want your girls to grow up and have tattoo all over their damn legs and all over the body and a nose ring where you can lead them around like a damn longhorn that you're trying to feed. I mean, come on. I mean, this girl is nothing but a douche. She's a real douche.
So, Eddie, Vince McMahon for years has been covering up scandals. It seems like the dam has broken. So many of these scandals, even years and years old, are coming back up. It's hitting the WWE at a time when they were on the top. You know, the WWE has been the best game in town for years and years and years. And I don't know what Vince did to whomever he did it to, but the spigot is open. And now the things he's doing now, the things he did in the past, whatever it is, everybody's piling on. And as you've said, you know, there have been scandals.
But it's not piling on. It's the truth.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying piling on like they're taking advantage of Vince in any way. They're piling up is what I should have said. They're piling up on him.
Yeah, and they should. You know, he was a rotten to the core. And he's always been that way. Vince McMahon cost me a big deal with a network. Just put it this way. With a network. And I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say anything. And in the next couple of weeks, I am going to say something. And I'm going to tell you, they stole my absolutely, they stole
my
series.
Well, don't go too far, Eddie, because you left a cliffhanger there that I love. So before you spill the beans early, I'm going to give you a chance to let us know.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yeah, I smell that butt cheese that Rhea Ripley is putting out. That old stinky Aussie woman. Shave your arms, shave your legs, wipe your ass. And let me tell you something. You're no world champion. You are a joke. I tell you, Tiffany Stratton should be the world champion of the WWE. And you know something, you old nasty-smelling Aussie woman? You can kiss my royal candy ass, as you know who would say.
Well,
The Rock. But I ain't The Rock. I'm the continental lover, a rich woman's lover, and a poor girl's dream. And you couldn't bum one off of me, baby girl.
Well, as we spoke about when this first came up, as soon as they're back on American soil, I'm pretty sure her run is going to be over. And hopefully someone's listening that can make the change over there and put the belt on someone who deserves it, Eddie.
Hey, well, one thing about it, when Eddie Mansfield speaks, they all listen. You know why? Because I know what the hell I'm talking about. I made more stars in this business with the IWF out of Universal Studios, from Rob Van Dam to the Smoking Guns, just name them on and on and on. That let me tell you something. They know I know what I'm talking about. And let me tell you, this girl sucks, and she couldn't work for me. That's how bad she is. Oh, tats everywhere. I mean, hey, save your damn money and quit getting tattooed everywhere, please.
All right, Eddie, we got to go. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh! Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
This is Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with host Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, the last opportunity we have to talk Oh Dark 30.
Oh, man. Oh Dark 30, the best there is in the business. OhDark30.com, whatever you do. You got to get it. Hey, you're going to get some boots pretty soon, boy.
I hear they're comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Oh Dark 30, when tactical meets practical. Go check them out at ohdark30.com. Eddie, the MLB's kicking off. You know I'm excited about that.
Oh, me too.
There's so much excitement. You know, my team's not going to be any good, but I'm a fan of the sport, so I'm excited to see how things shake out in the MLB. The NFL draft we'll keep covering until it comes and goes, and then I'm sure we'll talk about it some more afterward, because I have a feeling we're not going to love the decisions that are made out of the NFL draft, but those remain to be seen. They may shock us. They may actually take offensive linemen 1 and 2, and I'll be happy, or they'll take J.J. McCarthy number 1 overall, and you'll be happy. The WWE continues to crumble. Who's going to run it?
Well, they got Mark Shapiro up there, and they have a lot of TKO people that are really running it. And it's just sad that the empire has fallen. Well, you know something, he's a scumbag, and his whole family's a scumbag, and that's just the way it is. And you get what you get. You get what you get.
You do. It's the end of an era. You know, without a McMahon in wrestling, it's been a very long time since that's been the case. Those days,
four generations.
Yeah, those days are clearly over. I don't think they're going to be able to dig a McMahon out of the woodwork to put at the top of wrestling that doesn't have some kind of scandal that somebody can dig up. But Eddie, we got to run, man. Tell them goodbye.
Hey, for Jeff Taylor. This is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying so long, everybody.